It is easy to imagine the effect these replies were to have on the already overexcited mind of the police inspector. The sudden departure from London shortly after the theft took place, the large sum of money being carried, the eagerness to arrive in far-off countries, the excuse of an eccentric bet, all these things helped further to confirm Fix's suspicions, as was to be expected. He got the Frenchman to tell him more, and became convinced that this fellow didn't know his master at all, that the latter lived alone in London, that he was thought to be rich, but no one knew where his money came from, that he was an unfathomable individual, etc. But at the same time, Fix felt sure that Phileas Fogg would not disembark at Suez, and that he really was going to Bombay.
"Is Bombay a long way?" asked Passepartout.
"Quite a long way," replied the detective. "It'll take you 10 days or so by sea."
"And where exactly is Bombay?"
"In India."
"That's in Asia, isn't it?"
"Of course." "Heavens above, there's something I've got to tell you. There's something that's been on my mind. It's my lamp."
"What lamp?"
"My gas lamp, which I forgot to switch off and which I'll have to pay the bill for. Well, I've worked out that it'll cost me 2 shillings per day, exactly 6 pence more than I earn. And you can well understand that if the journey goes on..."
It is unlikely that Fix understood this business about the gas. He wasn't listening any more, but was deciding what to do next. The Frenchman and he had got to the bazaar. Fix let his companion buy what he needed, urged him not to miss the departure of the Mongolia, and hurried off back to the consul's office. Now that his mind was made up, Fix had fully regained.